More police personnel have been deployed to the Kwame Nkrumah Circle, where the construction of a three-tier interchange is underway. They are to manage the expected vehicular and human traffic during the 24 months of construction. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director General of Motor Traffic Unit, ACP Anwobutoge Awuni, asked drivers to comply with traffic regulations and diversions because whoever is found to break the law will be dealt with.
Yes, I think the President's action yesterday is something that all of us must embrace. All of us are happy that at least Kwame Nkrumah Circle is going to be an interchange. And I will indulge all who use that area to cooperate with the law enforcement officers there, so that we can manage the place. But what we have been made to understand is that much of the work will be done in the night. And so we will provide men to protect whoever is doing the construction in the night, and we'll put a lot of men too on the daytime so that they will effectively direct the traffic. We are contemplating diverting all roads that feed into Kwame Nkrumah Circle. For example, Kaneshi coming through Awudome up to Kwame Nkrumah Circle, we will divert them through the graphic road. Tesano to Kwame Nkrumah Circle, we will divert them through Nima. And we also engage in the GPRTU and other transport operators to see how we can possibly relocate some of the areas, because the new plant station is going to be affected heavily. And so we're trying to engage them and see how we can together do something that will benefit all of us. But in the meantime, we have put enough policemen on the ground around Kwame Nkrumah Circle, both day and night, to ensure that vehicular and human traffic are properly controlled.
The project I learned will take about 24 months. What piece of advice do you have for our drivers?
For us to be effective on the road, it is not only the police that will do it. The police would have to be working with the drivers. And my advice to the drivers is that they must cooperate with the police. They must ensure that they do not unnecessarily stop at areas where they are not supposed to stop. They don't pick passengers where they are not supposed to. Areas should be designated for them to be packing passengers and dropping passengers. And they should help the police so that we do not run into problems with any driver. Because if they breach the law, we will not allow them to go scot-free.
Have you had any discussions with the GPRTU with regards to this planned relocation or diversionary routes?
This thing came by surprise to all of us. So we are now getting them together.
Oh, okay.
I think that the president wanted this thing to take off. So he's going to cut the short. We are now going to involve the GPRTU with the police how to be able to handle the traffic. We tried to see whether they will agree with us to relocate some of the areas where the construction is going to affect them.
That was the Director General of the Police Motor Traffic and Transport Unit, ACP Anwobutoge Awuni.